This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Just a couple of little housekeeping. But don't forget your evaluation sheets. You can put them up the back. And Paul Mills, you've lost your card. And if you're going to any of the parties, you'll need that to get in. You can see me. Just very quickly. I didn't say where he can see me. Yes, well, I haven't got time. I want my ginger nut. People in New Zealand, just a little domestic thing. People have said, well, where to next? This has been an amazing experience for New Zealand. I just want to ask Michael Stevens very briefly to come up and to say where next.
Kia ora koutou. Michael Stevens and Spear, we are the co-chairs of a new organisation called the Aotearoa Rainbow Alliance. And there's a... And who we are, well, Anne, myself, there are other board members here. Anna Birkenhead works at Outline. Priscilla, here from Rainbow Youth. We've got Mark Henriksen, who is responsible for Lavender Islands, for the research there. Paul Hurd, from Auckland. Willy Ruru. And I think we've got everyone,
that's
haven't
everyone,
we? That's everyone.
Yeah.
Why have we established ourselves where we need a national voice? We have no national organisation to represent the rainbow communities. And there's been a widespread perception, I think, that we do need to have a body like us. We need action, and we need to start somewhere, so we've started somewhere. What we are an alliance of organisations and individuals with the goal of strengthening our rainbow communities, strengthening our rainbow communities' well-being, facilitating the growth of our networks, and advocating for the rights and issues that affect our rainbow communities. Now, we've only had 3 2-hour meetings. We are just taking our baby steps. We're an incorporated society. We've got a constitution. We're debating our principles. We're working. We've got another meeting coming up next week. Watch this space. Yeah. As I say, we're not here to be an empire, we're here to be an alliance, to bring groups together, to work together for the rainbow communities throughout this country.
Absolutely. No, here.
No? Okay.
There's nothing more to add. Just nothing more to add, but just please do give us feedback. We are an Auckland-centric group at this point, which is pointed out to me already this morning. But we are reaching out to go further than Auckland. But we have to start from somewhere. And as we say, baby steps is the way to take big steps.
So watch this space.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thank you.
We now have just asked someone from GLESA, which has been the overall organisation, to... they're going to just have a few words. Thank you.
Thank you, Barry. Kia ora, Rainbow Family. My name is Athol Murray, and I'm on the board of GLESA Asia Pacific, along with Peter Sagar, Karen Moses, Kevin Hanwi, and Nick Ward and Frank Brady, who are not here. It is perhaps a little remiss of us not to have introduced ourselves to you before now, but let us address that by telling you where we come from.
So in 2006, four people, two from Melbourne, one from Sydney and one from Adelaide, got together on a hot summer's day in Melbourne to create GLESA Asia Pacific. It was an idea to bring together the rainbow communities of the Asia Pacific around sport, culture and human rights. Those four people, admittedly, were all sports people. We didn't know how, and we didn't know who, and we didn't know if people would want to come and want to be part of it all. But Melbourne accepted the challenge to host the first Asia Pacific Out Games in 2008. People came, people supported, people accepted it. Then GLESA Asia Pacific was blessed with wonderful Wellington coming forward to invite us all together again. And here we are, still growing, still developing, also still taking baby steps.
Kia ora, my name is Kevin Honui. I and three others from Wellington saw the vision that GLESA Asia Pacific presented to us as a community. And so we decided that, yes, let's join that vision. I decided, yes, personally, I'd like to join that vision. And so when I joined that vision, I brought with me my culture and my whakapapa to make sure that that vision was inclusive of me. Kia ora.
So what is our vision? Our vision is to encourage participation, to strengthen individual communities, and to create an active Asia-Pacific rainbow community. So how can we all participate to activate, nurture, keeping this wonderful momentum alive?
And just like Michael said, where to from here? Well, GLESA Asia-Pacific is not another organisation that seeks to take action and deliver. Rather, we are an enabler. We support others to make it happen through sports, culture, and human rights events and networks. We're not about replicating what you're already doing in fabulous, amazing, wonderful ways. We're about creating spaces for you to share what you're doing and linking you with others who are already doing similar things in different places. Already we've opened doors and we celebrate with Wellington 2011 Incorporated the success of this sports, culture and human rights events, the second Asia Pacific Out Games. And we thank you for your stories and for extending our understandings. However, this is not the end of the journey. We're inviting you, if you haven't already, to join us in opening more doors and building further opportunities. So we ask that you or your organisation join us at glesaap.org, because there is strength in diversity, and together we make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you. We have asked a couple of people who have been as part of the conference just to continue that reflection as we start to close and draw. And the first person, just to reflect on the experience of this conference has been for them. And the first person I'd like to invite is Prue Hyman.
Thanks, Barry. We lot only have 5 minutes each, which is impossible. As anybody who knows me, I only think in 50 minutes, like all academics. Tena koutou katoa. For me, it's been a splendid 3 days. Great and symbolic to have the increasing score of number of countries signing up to the statement. 70, 78, 80? Wow. Having just heard about the two Lambda Literary Awards, I'd like to start with saying how tremendous was the film evening yesterday, those of you who didn't make it to the dinner. It goes beautifully with the Lambda Literary Award. We started with Grace Poore, and most of you saw her trailer this morning, so I'll concentrate on Kirsty MacDonald, Rebecca Swan, Marnie Mitchell, and Jack Byrne, who were here doing a wonderful Q&A after the film of Assume Nothing, and the book's been nominated, was shown. I've seen the film before, but it was even more meaningful seeing it again and seeing it with a terrific Q&A afterwards. And, you know, it was really humbling hearing the personal stories, more of them than I knew before, Marnie's intersex story, Jack's trans story, and so on. It was fabulous. Next, for this 5 minutes, I had a look back because I'm on the conference organising group. I thought I'd better have a look at the initial vision and the conference purpose. Connect, collaborate, inspire. It did it for me. We'll learn from your feedback forms if it did it for you. We all have our own conferences, of course, because of these horrible choices Roz talked about, of all the streams. I come myself from an Aotearoa New Zealand lesbian feminist background after an English childhood. My conference had two sort of streams to it myself, contrasting but complementary. The first was connecting with the lesbian sessions and lesbian visibility. I sort of reflect on the fact that so many groups find themselves sort of invisible within our whatever, soup. And, you know, that's perfectly reasonable. We all need to be visible. We need to be there, each stream and together in coalitions. But certainly it's true that lesbians, you may all think we're all incredibly loud and proud and everything else, but often I and some others feel that the word itself and its lesbian feminist ideas have disappeared again into queer soup, or even are disapproved of in some quarters. And Susan Hawthorne's paper was referred to by Boris, and that was a paper specifically on violence against lesbians and lesbian human rights, which still need plenty of attention separately, along with the violence and human rights issues among all our brothers and sisters and their groups. And I heard and discussed much about what's happening in lesbian communities and the needs of younger and older lesbians, lesbian parenting and dealing with schools issues, lesbian communities and resources, and what there is still to do. So for me, working and talking separately when we need to, as well as together in coalitions, is still essential. My second stream for me was learning far more than I knew before about many groups and countries throughout the Asia-Pacific region, their work in coalitions. After this, I'll try to learn and understand more than just say LGBTIQ, MVP, FFF, and remember that for many of us, we're talking cultural identity more than sexual identity. And I'll also try and build on the lessons I learned from Asian experience from speakers like Grace Poor and Getanjali Misra about the risks and lessons and strategies, very thoughtful talks from organising in Asia. And closer to home, being reminded by Elizabeth Kerry-Kerry that if it's good for Māori, it's good for all marginalised groups. Next. Equality and dignity are two of the core words we've heard a lot of on these 3 days. Yes, yes, yes to both of them. But not, please, simply equality to the heterosexual norm. Instead, let's create our own norms. And so for many of us, while, of course, marriage is better than civil union, I don't want to forget the lesbian feminist critiques of marriage as being often actually bad for women. They still need to be heard. So let's not ape that institution. Let's create our own superior relationships and family structures and friendship networks. We are already, which matter as... And let's remember that our all total family structures and our friendship networks often matter just as much as or more than the couple relationships. Even though I happily partnered for 13 years, I think those broader ones are just as important. And single LGBTIs also have their very strong concerns and often, for example, if they're older, need a great deal of support. Thanks. So the next one was dignity. Yes, of course, we need to be treated with dignity, but let us also be strong, outrageous, and undignified. As Marilyn Waring said, silence allows discrimination. But there are a lot of paradoxes. Mostly, as we had at one of the plenaries, wonderful statement, we say it as it is, loud and out. But there was a reply for the next speaker, yes, but some of us, we don't say it as it is. We can't say it as it is at the moment. And that has to be respected as well. But most of us who are in a position to be strong, outrageous and undignified can be. So to the challenges ahead, I was told I had to have that section. Working for full human rights for all of us and all other marginalised groups in the world, working together to make the world more socially just, better for all, what I'm now going to try and call glubtimufaf. And all others suffering persecution, discrimination, or inequality on any grounds, ethnicity, class, religion, age, sex, gender, disability, and or their intersection with being. Glubtimufaf. Because we all have multiple identities. Let's go from here soon, work for all this in our own groups and coalitions with our own priorities, building on what we've learnt. Let's keep in touch and meet again. And finally, as we have heard often and rightly, there's no movement without music and song. We've heard and shared in my world, in all this world, we've heard and shared over the 3 days many wonderful wāta and songs, which are crucial to many of our cultures. One of my identities is my Jewish culture. And I did just want to say that we've had critiques of religion over the last few days and some here. And of course, religious fundamentalism, we all critique. It has a lot of harmful impacts. But of course, religion, as we've also been told, is very crucial to an awful lot of people. And there are many in the Pacific, it's really important to their identities. I call myself a Jewish agnostic, actually, but my Jewishness is still extremely important to me. And I should mention that not all the liberal end of many religions are very much with us and not against us. We've had Margaret Maiman, of course, here all 3 days, and she's a I'm afraid I don't know Christian denominations, but anyway, she's a minister. We've also had Rabbi Dean Shapiro here from Beth Shalom in Auckland, who is an out gay rabbi. There are out lesbian rabbis as well. We haven't got one in New Zealand at the moment. Somebody said I ought to be one, but I don't think it's my scene quite. So we're finishing with singing a Jewish song. Ruth and Sonia have joined me, and if anyone else is Jewish or knows, please join in. This is Hinei Martav, and it's about sitting and sharing and singing with our brothers and sisters. So from here, please, after everybody else has spoken, of course, leave in peace and shalom, peace to all.
Hinei matav umanayim shevet achim gam yachad. Hinei matav umanayim shevet achad gam yachad. Hinei matav shevet achim gam yachad. Hinei matav shevet achim gam yachad. Hinei matav umanayim shevet achim gam yachad. Hinei matav umanayim shevet achim gam yachad.
Twenty-five years ago, in a room next door, there was a lot of lies and hatred often spoken during the homosexual law reform. I think we have well and truly exorcised that hatred out of this venue today. I now like to invite a stunning woman, Joey Matiali from Tonga, to give her reflections.
You all must be thinking, gosh, that lady can stay in heels all day. For your information, I was born with heels. And I will die with heels. Well, I was asked by my beautiful new husband, Barry, to give a reflection on or an overview of the conference. Well, Barry, in the Pacific, it's custom that I take it back to our caucus, to our sisters, brothers, and our sister girls or our sister boys, that I get all their recommendations and their inputs. As a president of the Pacific Sexual Diversity, it is only right that I do that. And we're very fortunate that you were kind enough to give us a room for our caucus, even though it was only 20 minutes. And please bear with me. With this is more recommendations. It may sound like that we're the biatches of the conference. But as a human rights defender, we're here to take a stand. In the Pacific Caucus, we have representation from the following Pacific Islands: Samoa, Fiji, Tonga, Cook Islands, Vanuatu, American Samoa, Niue, and we had the privilege of having the beautiful Kartini from Asia. Our overview of the second Asia-Pacific Human Rights Conference is to first acknowledge our sincere gratitude for our participation and for having a voice. Secondly, we would like to make a special mention to the Tangata Whenua of Aotearoa for hosting us, the Kingdom of the Netherlands, and to the organizing committee of this conference. Okay, our key recommendations. First of all, funding, funding, funding. We feel that funding is a key element for us Pacific, and I know it applies to a lot of other countries, to enable us to action our advocacy of human rights, as elaborated by our Pacific keynote speakers. Secondly, representation, representation, representation. We would like to stress the importance of having a Pacific voice in every stage of process and planning. What we mean is from the conceptual stage to the end. Therefore, we as the Pacific must be in every aspect of decision making. If it ain't Pacific, then be specific. I told you it will sound like one. Number three, culturally appropriate identity terms. We respect the position of LGBTI. Don't get us wrong. And we ask that you respect the position of MVP FAF. And if you're confused, I'm confused too. It is our identity. It defines who we are. Number four, balance of issues. What we found from the Pacific Caucus with their experiences of this conference, for there is a gap and not an equal balance of all issues, that is being lesbian, sex workers, trans, and MVP FAF. Five, lastly, further Pacific forums. Just make sure that we don't have the Pacific forums all in one time, especially when there's too many queens from the Queendom of the Pacific. Tying into the funding recommendations, to allow for Pacific forums to happen, to discuss relevant Pacific human rights issues, to align with international human rights and future outgames conferences. To sum up, funding, representation, MVP FAF, balance, and development. We come a long way, and we have a long way to go. We have been told, don't bite the hand that feeds us. But the hand that feeds us must also guide us. nurture us, support us, and sustain us. Thank you, Malo Aupito.
I just want to say that that we wanted to make a presentation, but I just want to go back to the greetings. And when Tahitian says Ia Orana, and the Cook Islands extend to you Kia Orana, the operative words in those greetings is Orana, which means life. And when the Tongans extend to you their greetings of Malo Elelei, and the Tokelauans of Malo Ni, and indeed from the Republic of Fiji, which is Bula Vinaka, the operative words on those are Malo, Lelei, and Vinaka, which means loosely wellness or goodness. And finally, when the Samoans and the Niueans extend their greetings of Ta'alofa, Whakalofa Lahiatu, the operative words in those greetings is Alofa. So in other words, they extend to each and every one of you life, transmitted in wellness and goodness, but cocooned in love, always. And I thought it was a really appropriate way to extend those greetings and but those messages to a very special person here today, because the Pacific Caucus would like to present in their own way in the expression of life, wellness and goodness, but always that was done, extended to them in love by Barry Taylor. I'm now going to ask the Fijian, they're going to sing because they're the largest, Isale, but can I just, on behalf of the caucus of all the Pacific, extend this Mealofa Koha. It's a ngatu or a treasure or tapa that was done by groups of wonderful Tongans really to extend to you personally, Barry, a sincere thank you. Can I have all the Pacific people on the floor?
Filippo and Suzanne. Join us, please. And Jack, I'm terribly sorry. I wanted to be here for the film. That's why I sneaked into your little preview in the room. Unfortunately, in this conference, they have just made me the reverend. I've never prayed so many times in public. So I had to disappear last night for that function.
As it is tradition in the Pacific, we end everything with a waiata. And we would like to sing a song that we, the Pacific Islands, will probably know, but I'm sure you're tired of listening to the Samoan songs.
True.
I can't sing a Tongan song because they don't know what it is. I will do a Fijian song that we're all familiar with, and it's a farewell song called Isa Isa.
Isa Isa. Isa Isa. Oh, no, and I'm a talker.
Anuma Nangadoras Anuma Dorasa Mahesuva Nanumati Kona
Kia ora, I'm Hamish Allardyce. I'm operations and logistics for the Out Games. And I was fortunate enough to have a first conversation with Barry Taylor and recruit him into the position of conference convener. And it's with great pleasure that I give him the our gold medal for, it's a gold Ponamu medal. It's for a fabulous job in creating and crafting and lovingly bringing together this conference. So really, on behalf of the Out Games Committee, thank you.
Well, I knew I wasn't going to get a medal in solo synchronised swimming, so I had to get it in something. Thank you. Well, look, I haven't done it myself. It's been an amazing group, and I just want to introduce and to thank that group for what has been a tremendous experience. We've had a few little tensions at times. We've had a few tears. But no, I'm not going to tell about those things. But I just want to acknowledge, and some of them couldn't make it here, but Andrew Campbell, is Andrew here? Andrew Campbell from Out at Work. Judy Ellison, where's Judy? Stand up, Judy, for the learning stream. Alison, Laurie and Gavin from Lagan for the stories. Liz from Wellness, and she got the other. And Wellbeing. Margaret Mayman for Spirit. I think she was head to go. Katrine Evans, who is not here, from Law. Jim for the Legacy Box. Where's Jim? Oh, he's most probably out interviewing someone. Prue, in terms of the human rights film session last night. And for two incredible women who just made everything else that I didn't have to worry about, the logistics, Carol and Dawn. And of course, a huge thanks to all those in the red shirts, the volunteers, who have just done an amazing. In my work as a therapist, often I have people who come incredibly bound and trapped, come with a range of issues, much not of their own doing, but from external. And for many of those, sadly for some of those, their decision has been to kill themselves. They have been our brothers and sisters. And one of the things I always talk about in my work, and I'm supposed to claim from my Judeo-Christian tradition, is that truth sets us free. And in this room and in the many rooms, truth has been spoken. And it has been spoken because it is our lives, it is our stories, it is our experience, and it is our spirit. Whatever we have done, whatever we choose to do, however we, when we claim who we are, when we become grounded in that knowledge that we are important, and when we claim that power, then it can never be denied us. And so in closing, I'm going to claim from another Judeo-Christian, an adaptation from the prophet Micah. May we continue to act justly with boldness and passion. May we love tenderly whoever we choose and are compelled to love. And may it be our whānau, our friends, our lovers. And may we walk humbly in this earth and in this land. And may we walk humbly with whether it is our God or spirit or whatever sustains us. Kia kaha, the spirit goes on. It cannot be stopped. Thank you. I now ask Kevin to come and to close.
Kia ora tātou. Before I close our session, I'm going to practice something with you first of all. At the end of this kōrero karakia that I'm going to say, I'm going to end with the words tūturu awhiti whakamaua kia tēnā. And I'm going to go huie, and you're going to go tai kie. And what that is saying is essentially, let us all be one and let it be done. So I'm going to use the words of our conference and I'll translate in Kevin's translation, it might be different by somebody else, what those words are saying. Whakarongo ake ana ki te tangi a te mātui, listening to the song of the bell bird, tui, 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 ya. Weave it, weave it, weave it. Tuia I runga, tuia I raro. Weave it on high, weave it on low. Tuia I roto, tuia I waho. Weave it inside, weave it outside. Tuia I te here tangata. Weave it to the fabric of humankind. Karongo te pō, karongo te ao, so that it may be heard in light and in darkness. Tuia I te tangata I takea mai, I Hawaii ki nui, I Hawaii ki roa, I Hawaii ki pāma mau. Weave it to this person that comes from the great Hawaiki, the long Hawaiki, the legendary Hawaiki. Te hono I wairua, where our spirits meet. Kia kia kia, so that I may say, kao, kao, kawatea. It is dawn, it is dawn, it is a new awakening. Tūturu a whiti whakamaua, kia tina, hui e, tai ki e. Let it be done. Kia ora tātou.
Well, the potluck dinner's over. And can you just please take your dishes with you home? I know you, some of you haven't labelled them. And I'm going home. I've got my ginger nuts. Thank you. Go well.